Hicksville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive, and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. John Reed, Cody McClure, as we get set to talk sports and other things on this Wednesday, November 30th. Cody, how are you, my friend?
Doing all right, John. I am all right. All right, A-OK. Good to be here today. Good to be anywhere today. I was harassed at the Casey's at Middlebrook and Western just moments ago as I went in to buy a Diet Coke. A man solicited me.
Solicited you for what? A dollar? A drink?
A tracksuit. Or, well, if he solicited me, does that mean he was trying to sell to me? It does, right?
He was trying to get money from you, yes.
Yes, yes. He wanted.
Well, I don't know. He's trying to get something from you, not give you something.
He wanted me to buy something from him.
No soliciting. Yeah, that means we're trying to sell.
Yeah, so yeah. He did solicit me.
Yeah.
I believe, yes. There's a man outside selling tracksuits.
Did he have one that would fit you? Not to be crude?
Yeah, oh, okay. Because I walked by him, and he goes, "Hey, big man," which is what every big black guy says to me. They're like, "Hey, big man." That's what everybody says to me. It's always black guys, though. I don't know why, but it's just a thing that everybody calls me that, you know? It's usually guys outside gas stations, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, big man, let me hold a
dollar.
Hey,
big man. And this guy, he said, "Hey, big man." I was like, "Oh, what now?" You know, and he said, "You want to buy a tracksuit?" Or he saw me wearing this gray t-shirt with these gray sweatpants.
He's like, "This guy likes to match."
And he said, "Hey, man, I happen to be selling these suits in my car here." He's like, "You want to look?" And I said, "Oh, man, you ain't got anything that's going to fit me." And he said, "Yeah, I do." He goes, "I got 5X. I was like, "Oh, yeah?" I said, "Give me a minute. Let me go in here and buy something, and I'll come back out and talk to you." And I went in and got my Coke, and I came out. And he said, "Yeah, man, I got 4X, 5X. And he had a nice 4X sweatsuit, Nike brand.
Did you buy it?
No, I did not. I said, "How much for this?" And he said, "60. He said, "They're 200 in the store."
They are. Like, I've gotten, you know, emails from, like, you know, certain Finish Line, Nike, that, you know, they'll try to do like their Cyber Monday deals or whatever. So I actually was looking, and if it's like the sweatpants top bottom, it is like a $200 outfit if it's the same.
That's what it was. And it was Nike. But I don't know if it was stolen goods.
Oh, it was 100% stolen goods. But at the same time, you didn't know that. You didn't steal it. I don't think anybody's going to come track you down for a tracksuit. Man, I really feel like you missed the ball here.
Well,
I think you would look great.
I was like, if I had the cash, I'd buy it. But I don't know. I don't need to be throwing around $60 on a sweatsuit outside a gas station.
I don't know. If it was a legitimate Nike.
It appeared to be Nike. I mean, it had the swoosh and it said Nike.
Well, yeah. I'm saying, like, but
it could still be.
I mean,
like,
even if it's fake, it doesn't really matter. But sweatsuit's a sweatsuit. But I'm saying if it's good quality, that's a bargain.
It was red.
What gas station is that? I'm going to send you back and get something
well,
my size.
Now I feel like if he is selling stolen goods, now I've announced it to the city.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure there's cops that listen to the show, you know?
Yeah.
So I might have just gotten him in trouble. Well, if you're listening, bro, get out of there. Before the cops come.
Scram! Get out of here. Heat's coming.
He's got a bunch of sweatpants over there he's trying to sell. But I don't know. The guy was there yesterday, too, when I went by. So I was like, "Are you here every day?" I was like, "Maybe I'll come back tomorrow and give you some cash." And also, though, the one he was trying
you
to
sell. You would look so good in a sweatsuit. Well, you keep wanting to cosplay as Italian Sopranos. Like, they wore their sweatsuits.
What do you mean I cosplay as Italian Sopranos?
You know, you fix your gravy every Sunday?
Yeah. It is hard for me to not appropriate cultures when I like dive in.
Right. Well, you did find out you're part Italian, so I mean, it's
well,
okay.
My mother's side, there is some. That's true.
Yeah,
I really am. I mean, it's just a little bit way back, you know, but it counts.
Just tapping into your heritage.
But yeah, I guess I could. But it was a red.
Yeah,
suit.
Red's the one I'm. Well, actually, red is what I was picturing. So like, I feel like you would look really good in a red jumpsuit.
I'd look like Santa Claus.
You only have to worry about that for like a week or two, or you could just lean into it.
What should I wear? Like a, I would need to wear like
a white shirt underneath.
Wife beater underneath?
No, not a wife beater. a white wife beater might take it up a level, but just a white t-shirt would be fine.
Yeah, maybe I should go back and buy it.
I think you really missed out because again, those things are $200.
I hope he's not selling stolen goods because I do feel like I got him in trouble if he is. But I probably didn't get him in trouble because cops stop in there all the time.
He doesn't solicit them, though.
And he's there all the time.
Yeah, but he probably doesn't have his trunk just wide open, right?
Yeah, but maybe they let him operate. You know, maybe there's something they got worked out.
I'm going to guess they don't know he's conducting business out there.
Well, he's not hiding it.
Oh, so the trunk's just open and he's got like a sign that says $60 suits?
Well, there's no sign that says $60, but it's clear that he's got merch. And like yesterday, he had like Tennessee stuff hanging in the back of the trunk. He had the trunk lid open.
Okay.
And he had stuff hanging in there. Like you could buy
maybe he has a license.
Jewelry or whatever.
Maybe he has a business license to be out there. I don't know.
I got to say, I doubt it.
Yeah.
It's weird that he's selling it right there. He's just in the parking lot of the gas station. But that place does get a lot of foot traffic, so. Maybe he's got something worked out with the people that own the station, or I don't know.
Well, now you've brought in a question.
But now maybe I'll go buy a suit from him tomorrow. Maybe I'll come in here tomorrow in that red jumpsuit or sweatsuit. But anyway, shout out to that guy. So why do they all call me big man, though?
Because you're a big man.
Yeah, but that's – you don't go around like –
Would you rather them call you tiny or slim? Because I feel like I'd rather be big man than tiny or slim.
Here's the thing, though, about big man. Big man gets to be something that's acceptable that you can – you see a guy like me, you can say, hey, big man. But if I see a short man, if I see a guy who's 5'5 and 130 pounds, how rude would it be if I went up to him and said, hey, little man? You know what I mean?
I would say there are some –
you can't do that.
I would say there are some people who do that, though. Because if you're a certain level of big, I mean, what are they going to do?
Yeah, what's he going to do about it? But how rude would that be for me to walk up to a guy who's 5'5", 130, and say, what's up, little man? He'd be like, excuse me? But yet it's perfectly acceptable to come up to me and say, hey, big man. Hey, big guy.
Did you ever hear
me big guy all the time.
Did you ever hear the Wilt Chamberlain story?
I don't know. Which one?
I mean, he's just really tall, so people would ask him how the weather is up there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that gets annoying for tall people.
Raining and spit on them.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah. I think it was Kareem who told the story that it was like, yeah, then he looked down and said raining and just spit right in the guy's face.
Jeez. That's kind of rude.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? The guy's 7 foot tall.
Or it could have been Kareem who did the spitting. I'll get to the bottom.
It had to be Wilt.
Well, I think Kareem was a sneaky jerk back in the day.
Was he?
I know you think of him as like a real classy guy now, but I'm pretty sure he was a sneaky jerk back there.
I don't know of any old stories about Kareem. I never did like a deep dive on Kareem. But I know Wilt was known for some of his antics, right?
Yeah.
Wilt was the one that he slept with all the women, right? He claimed it was, what was it?
20,000, I mean, I think.
20,000 women?
Because I think there's like a 20,000 under the leagues / sheets joke. And it was Kareem telling the story about Wilt, so I had it right the first time.
So he said Wilt used to spit on people.
Yep. How's the weather up there? And the guy, Will, said, spit on him and said, raining.
It would be annoying, man, to like, do you get people that comment on you being bald? Not often. Probably.
Not like saying like, hey, baldy, or nothing like that.
Yeah.
They'd probably do it behind my back.
I feel like, though, people say the same things over and over, and like, it's.
I don't think people think of big man as offensive, but I guess if you are self-conscious about it, it is kind of offensive.
No, I'm not really offended by it. It is just something I hear a lot, though. Yeah. It's like, what's up, big man?
I mean, people call me big man, too, sometimes. Like, I think it's not necessarily like a weight or height thing, because, I mean, I'm sure a little chubby, but like, it's just, I think, people call people that.
It's also, like, if your name was John Kennedy, how many times
you're gonna be Big John
in your life would you have heard, like the reference to the president. You know what I mean? Like it would get really old.
I was gonna say. Ever since I was young, I was Big John's what people called me. Like I said, I was sort of big, but like playing football, I wasn't bigger than like most people. I was still Big John. Like,
you weren't bigger than your classmates?
I mean, definitely not tall. I was chunkier than a lot of them, but I mean, like again, not like anything drastically. I think it's just Big John. It kind of goes together.
Yeah.
Because the song, you know.
Big John.
Yeah.
Well, how are you today? We're 12 minutes in here.
Yeah, I am. I'm all right.
All right.
I was excited to watch the soccer game yesterday. The USA advances. I mean, you have a 10 a.m. Saturday brunch date to get wasted and root on the red, white, and blue.
Got to be honest. I'm kind of looking forward to that.
I think it'll be a great time. I think after Saturday, you will no longer snarl your nose up at the soccer fans if we go to the right place.
I want to go to a place that has dark beer.
Okay. I don't know exactly where I plan on taking you or where we're going to go. If we're going to go, the thing is, like I imagine these soccer bars will, you know, obviously accommodate and open up even, you know, even earlier. But we'll probably have to get there by 9 a.m. at least.
That's early.
No, I know, but the game's at 10, and
pie.
If you try to wait till game time, you're going to be – maybe we just don't go somewhere like the main party is left.
I can make it. I've been getting up by 8 this week, so.
Well, somewhere the main party is going to be really, really, really crowded to the point where you probably won't even be able to really drink. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We'll solicit.
We just got to post up at the bar early.
Well, I know, but everyone's going to be posted up at the bar early.
Who's going?
I haven't made any plans yet. I haven't made any plans yet.
So far, it's you and me.
Yep.
And
I'm sure a lot of people want to get together.
I'd probably get a couple other people involved.
Yeah.
I do have this vision, though, of a vibe. I call it a vibe vision.
A vibe vision. The vibe will be strong.
And it's me with a dark beer at a pub-style bar.
All right.
With a shepherd's pie or maybe like bangers and mash.
So we got to go somewhere that's Irish then, right?
Some good English food. English, Irish.
Oh, okay.
Some kind of.
Shepherd's pie makes me think of Irish, but I guess it's English too.
Yeah, same. Same idea. Scotch egg, you know, something like that.
Okay.
Get like a good sausage or beef pie type thing with a puff pastry and a dark beer and the soccer game in front of me.
See, I'm worried about going to one of the crowded places and having, like, ordering food. I feel like that's going to be asking too much. But I don't know. We'll see how it goes. If you're listening and you have suggestions, please DM me.
I have a place I'm thinking of.
Okay.
But I don't know if it'll be the place. I don't know. I don't think their TV situation is outstanding, but I could be wrong.
Well, hopefully they have some light, refreshing White Claw hard seltzer for me to drink at 10 a.m. in the morning on Saturday as we root on the red, white, and blue. Only 100 calories. White Claw hard seltzer. Loves us. You love us. Transitive property, that means you love White Claw hard seltzer. Please drink responsibly. We appreciate White Claw and Cherokee Distributing for their support locally. Stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, did you find yourself watching Team USA yesterday? Like after we left, did you watch them or did you just kind of check your phone or see Twitter? Okay.
No, I checked my phone. I had to go to the DMV when I left here.
Before?
That's the Department of Motor Vehicles, those of you who don't know.
What did you have to do that for?
I'm trying to get tags on this car that I got, this little Civic. And so I went over there to try to get them, and it turns out there's this form I got to fill out to save some money on the sales tax. The lady gave me a little.
So have you did you end up buying the car, or are you like you mean sales tax?
Technically,
or?
Okay. Technically, the lady gave me a what is it when they give you a, I guess a tip. She gave me a little tip, and she said what you want to do is you want to fill this form out. Because it's technically, you can do this like it's a gift or a relative thing. There's a little clause, little way to beat the system on the sales tax. Apparently, you can kind of, if it's from a family member or it's a gift, Tennessee has a thing where you can save money on the sales tax.
Correct.
And so basically,
like,
she,
family members are allowed like a one-time gift of like up to X amount of dollars.
And that's technically kind of what this is, sort of. So it, she told me I could get by with it, basically, the lady at the DMV. So she's taking care of me. She's helping me out with that. And so I
shout out to Tanya.
Her name's not Tanya, but that would be a good guess of a lady at the DMV's name. I feel like Tanya would rank pretty high.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I was visioning.
And DMV ladies.
So you didn't find yourself watching any of it?
No, no, I was at the DMV. But I did I did check the score while I was sitting in line. You know, I went and took my number, and I was sitting there in my little chair with all the other schmucks.
Was it actually a long wait?
15 minutes, maybe.
Okay, I was going to say, because like, I've seen it like on movies and TV shows, like the shtick about how awful the DMV is.
It's not that bad.
Only the couple times I've had to go, like, it was very, very easy in and out. And I was like, okay.
You know. Maybe a 10-minute wait even. I don't even know if it was 15.
Now, maybe if you lived in like New York City, it'd be a lot tougher.
Yeah, in a bigger place, it's probably more difficult. You probably have to wait a little bit longer, but that's to be expected. I didn't have to really wait long at all. And we got a few locations here you can go to, you know, so. Anyway, I did keep checking the score though, and I noticed that we won the match, and so I guess it was just the one goal. And then you know, I did see that they won it, I think, for the guy.
The guy.
What's his name? What's it? Pulisic.
Pulisic. Yeah.
It seemed like they really rallied for him after he got kicked in the nuts.
I don't necessarily think they rallied for him because they didn't really play great in the second half, but they survived, they advanced, and held on. The last 15 minutes, I know you didn't watch, but the last 15 minutes were very, very stressful.
Oh, yeah? Did Iran have some shots on
goal? Yeah. There was a header that it looked like, man, it was very, very close to scoring. You hold your breath whenever you see it coming off the head. And then another potential penalty where they're like, they stopped the play and they were going to look at it. And that was like with like 2 minutes left in the game. Like, it would have been done for had they scored. You know, America wouldn't have had enough time to go down and get another one. It would have been very, very bad, but it was a clear flop by Iran.
I did see people.
Iran.
It seems like people don't like our coach or our manager.
Yeah, people don't like him. And they criticize him, and it's always a tough position to have, like being the manager of Team USA, because chances are we're going to underachieve most of the time, or not, like, you know, break through and win something big. But he's gotten a lot worse, and it's, I think he's just a reflection of how America tries to promote MLS soccer, and a lot of people feel like he wasn't worthy of being the national coach just because he was just an MLS coach.
He's an MLS guy?
Yeah.
So the guy that they didn't start, the Zimmerman, is he the only MLS player?
No, there's a lot of MLS players.
Okay, see.
But he is an MLS player, and actually shout out to him, you know, Walker Zimmerman, Nashville SC player. He got benched, but he came in as a sub, and the last 10 minutes, I mean, he was really crucial for America not giving up more opportunities. He was winning basically every ball in the air, was heading it out.
I thought I had seen something, which I don't know anything about this, obviously. I'm just seeing tweets here and there. But I thought I had seen something about how the MLS players are less regarded.
Well, yeah.
And, like, we we basically, like,
well, they're less regarded by the fans, not necessarily the manager. The manager is using them a lot and, like, kind of.
Okay, so that's a thing.
Yeah, and the manager almost, like, again, like, kind of placates to them a little bit because he's an MLS guy. There's like an agenda kind of in U.S. soccer to make MLS more relevant, and it people think that plays into who makes the roster and who even gets to manage the team.
And so on the global stage, people kind of laugh at the MLS, or they kind of view it as not worthy.
Well, it's not. Yeah, I mean, it's a clear step down than well, you know, from Premier League.
Okay, and so why do we do that?
Because we want to raise the MLS here domestically as well. It's kind of a double agenda.
We have better players who are not MLS?
Yeah.
And they play for clubs like in England. And
yes. The guy who scored yesterday plays in England. He doesn't play in
Pulisic.
Yeah. But yeah, he's so good. Like he's kind of undeniable.
And famous. I saw we have a guy that plays for Leeds.
Yeah, Tyler Adams. He's probably been our actual best player. I know I've said Christian Pulisic was our best player, but he's kind of had that title the last 4 or 5 years or
so
3 or 4 years.
So are we starting MLS guys that are not as good as guys we could be starting?
Yes.
Well, so we're not even trying to – you would think we would play the best players.
Like the biggest – well, that's what people think. Like maybe the biggest argument so far has been Gio Reyna. He is a very young player. I mean, he's born in 2002, so like he just turned 20.
Mm-hmm.
But people say he is our most talented player like ever in U.S. Like that he is like the hope if you hope that American soccer will ever catch up internationally, like it will be because of players like him.
Okay.
And like maybe in the 2026 World Cup when he's 24 and Pulisic is, you know, 27, 28, and you have some of these younger guys who have brought talent, they'll be kind of hitting their prime, that maybe 2026 when it's in North America, that'll be our best chance to go really deep.
Is but that like, in L.A.?
It'll be all over. Like, there'll be some in Atlanta, some in L.A., some in Seattle. They don't do it all in the same city. They do it. I told you there's, you know, 4 or 5 different locations. There'll be some in Mexico, some in
So it won't be like the
in Canada.
Qatar.
Well, I mean, yes, it will be, but Qatar has many, like, cities and locations. It's not.
Oh,
just,
they do? It's not just one place?
Yeah, no, it's not just one place, okay. No.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, no, there's 2 games going on at the same time today.
Oh, are there?
Okay. And then like 2 more going on afterwards. So like I think those are all 4 different
so
locations.
Will Nashville get a World Cup spot?
No, they were too late to the game.
Oh.
A lot of cities, like people in Nashville were upset about it because, you know, they felt like they had a chance, but they just didn't have the – I don't know if it was the infrastructure as much as they hadn't paid their dues as much as some of these other cities. Like Seattle, for example, has been a soccer city for, you know, 20 years.
Yeah.
And they've earned it, and Nashville is kind of new to the scene. But, you know, if the Titans Stadium had been announced prior.
Then maybe.
Like the new Titans Stadium, not Nissan, obviously.
So they would not play it at the soccer stadium in there?
No, they want more people.
Because it's not big enough.
It's only like 30,000 people. That's a part of the reason they didn't get it either. Because, like, Atlanta got it Mercedes-Benz. You can fit 70,000, 80,000 people.
Put a lot
there.
Of people there.
Yeah. Like SoFi in L.A. will probably get it. Like, you know.
I guess it's a pretty big deal. To have a World Cup game in your city.
Yeah, it'll be a real big deal. Like, I'm kind of glad it's not in Nashville. But, I mean, Atlanta's close enough if you want to go. But I feel like those cities are going to get overran with a lot of tourists.
Will it be – you don't necessarily know who will be playing there? Like,
no, yeah, they'll do a draw.
Random
yeah,
countries.
It'll be a random thing.
It could be Poland versus Uruguay.
Yeah, and I imagine that the U.S. tickets will be – damn near impossible to get, like, to watch
for the U.S.
games.
Team
yeah.
On U.S. soil.
Yeah, I would imagine those would be really, really tough.
Yeah. So how big of a deal is it that we advanced out of this? Is this like getting to the second weekend in the NCAA tournament?
I think so.
Okay.
For like it depends. I mean, for
so Rick Barnes would be out by now if he was a soccer coach.
He would, and if Greg hadn't got out, like he probably would have gotten. There'd have been a really a growing push to fire him. So, like, he probably
fire
saved
Greg.
His job.
Yeah, so people don't like Greg.
No, he probably saved his job by advancing. But, yeah, I mean, saying you made it to, I mean, there's 16 teams left, so, I mean, the parallels are there anyways.
Oh, yeah, Sweet 16.
It was the goal. I would say now, if America loses, although I think they got a pretty good matchup with
and
the
now
Netherlands.
It's single elimination, right?
Correct.
So the Netherlands game, if we win, we go to the Elite Eight.
Correct.
Of this soccer.
Correct. Quarterfinals.
So then there's only 8 countries left in the world.
Correct. And that would be a pretty
so
big
this
deal.
This is a big deal.
That'd be a pretty big deal for America. Like, it's been a while since we've advanced past the group of, you know, the 16.
When was the last time we advanced this far? When we were there 8 years ago?
No, yeah, we made it 8 years ago.
We made it to the
and then we lost
Sweet
a pretty
16?
Heartbreaking one against, I believe it was Belgium. We lost a pretty heartbreaking one.
Okay. Maybe I remember that.
We came so close to a tying goal.
And we lost in the 16 round?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So when was the last time we made it to the Elite Eight? How long has that been?
That's a good question. I want to say the 90s, but let me check.
But we actually have done it?
Yeah, we've done it before. We made it to the semifinals before.
Oh, we made it to the Final Four.
In like 1930, but there was only like 13
teams
in that
one. Nobody remembers that then.
Yeah.
So if we were to beat the Netherlands and then just win one other game, but by the time we get to the Final Eight, we'll be against like somebody really elite, right? Like who would that? Germany? Brazil?
I don't know how the bracket works out. because it hasn't settled yet, like what other groups have been won or whatever. So I don't know who we'd play after that, honestly.
I'm interested in this now.
Okay, good.
It's all. I just need a little success. That's all I need, and then I can jump on the bandwagon.
Okay. I can handle that. So, yeah, so let's see. Group stage, round of 16. Yeah, we haven't made it to the – we made it to the quarterfinals in 2002.
Okay.
So we won one game and made it in 2002.
Okay. So it's been a while. It's been 20 years since we made the quarterfinals.
Yeah.
So if we beat the Netherlands – why do they call it the Netherlands, by the way?
I don't know.
Why don't they just call it Netherlands?
I think they might, actually, but okay. I don't know.
So if we beat Netherlands – who will we play? Do you know that? We'll be the winner of...
Again, I told you that. I'll look it up. The bracket hasn't necessarily been set.
I think I want Germany.
Okay.
If they're still in it.
You want Germany?
I assume they're still in it, right?
They are still in it, but they haven't qualified yet, I don't think. I think they have to... They still have one match left. So we're on the second day, and there's three more days of qualifying.
Is Brazil still in it?
Brazil, I believe, is already advanced.
Spain?
So they won. Yep.
England.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of teams.
France advanced.
Well, who did England beat?
They beat Iran and Wales. They beat the
Okay.
They were in our group. They won both
France
their
is
games.
In it?
France advanced.
So these
today.
Are some big name countries.
Yeah, yeah.
These
I mean, like, it's some, a big deal to make.
What
like,
about Japan?
Japan, I do not believe, will qualify. Although that's not settled yet. I believe they're playing tomorrow.
China?
They'll have to beat Spain. China's not good.
Russia? No way Russia's good.
Russia's not good.
No. I'm surprised China's not good.
They're not.
I bet there's a lot of...
I bet they get mad that Japan's good, because Japan and South Korea are actually okay.
Probably good South American countries, right? Like Argentina,
Argentina's
maybe,
good.
Chile, Peru.
Yeah. Uruguay's pretty good.
Yeah. I want...
Portugal.
I want Germany and Spain. South America, but. That's what I want.
Okay.
Portugal's close to Spain.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad you're at least somewhat interested.
I'm very interested.
But yeah, like a big question is like, when are we going to put Gio Reyna out there? And like there's some controversy there. Where they're trying to say he's hurt, but he's saying he's healthy. His dad's saying he's healthy. And then a reporter came out and basically was like, the manager just doesn't want to play him because he's too young, but also asked the player to lie and tell the media, like, he was hurt. And, like, you know, I don't know how you feel about that, but, like, basically the family's like, no, we're not saying that. We're healthy. We're ready to go.
Why is him being too young a problem?
Just got to know if you're ready for the stage, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, it's like if we play Nico next year at quarterback. It's
right. I mean, plus there's some things. Like I think it, like formation-wise, I don't know if they want to put another attacking midfielder out there. I don't – you'd have to ask somebody that knows more about soccer, the more intricacies of it.
You at least run like a wildcat with him.
I was going to say, I can only fake it so much.
Yeah. I'm very interested in this.
I got a base-level knowledge, or maybe a little bit higher than a base-level knowledge, but I'm –
yeah.
I'm not necessarily a noob, but I'm definitely not a hardcore fan that you would ask.
Probably right there – about with me, a little below me, probably.
I don't think I'm below you.
I feel like I've learned a lot this segment. So I feel like I've grown. But it was you that was answering the questions, I guess. So maybe you do know.
Like I said, I know a little bit. I know a little bit. But I know that I'm ready for Saturday. We'll talk about the college football playoff rankings after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
Down the street in my 6-4, blowing Kush smoke out the window.
Right.
Pockets full of hundreds, no singles. Pockets full of hundreds, no.
All right, so college football playoff rankings came out last night. The internet was mad. Not just Tennessee fans, but the internet was mad. As Alabama gets ranked ahead of Tennessee. That was really the only noteworthy thing, I think, from the rankings. Cody McClure, your thoughts?
I don't have that big of a problem with it as much as everybody else, I guess. Doesn't really matter to me because if we're not in the top four, we're not in the top four. So I don't particularly care where they rank us. If it's I mean, obviously you want to be in the top 12 because you want a good New Year's Six Bowl. Does it matter necessarily if it's sugar or orange?
Well, there's talk now it might be cotton.
Ohio State.
Yeah
because of Ohio State.
I guess that was another topic that came out. It was basically Ohio State might be tired of going to the Rose Bowl and says, hey, we'll try the Orange Bowl, which would take Penn State to the Rose Bowl, which would knock Tennessee maybe all the way down to the Cotton Bowl where they'd play someone like Tulane.
Tulane is a lose-lose kind of game.
100%. You beat them, it doesn't matter, and you lose to them, and it's embarrassing.
Yep.
Right, exactly. So it could be a Tulane. Could be UCF, too, actually, right? Mm-hmm. If mm-hmm. UCF beats Tulane in the conference championship, it'll be UCF, which would – you would at least have an interesting storyline there with Danny and Joth and their previous location.
I would say that would at least have the team motivated. They'd probably want to win that game for Heupel if – if they,
it would be pretty bad if you lost to Central Florida. That's worst-case scenario is you lose to the guy that took your job there.
Yeah, Tulane probably the players be harder to get them motivated. But UCF, they would at least probably want to win that for Josh. Josh would want to win it for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I guess I would be okay with the Cotton Bowl. It's just not as prestigious to me to go to the Cotton Bowl against a team like that. I mean, yeah, it's a New Year's Six, but I'd much rather be in the Orange Bowl against Clemson. I've seen that talk going around, but we don't know that Ohio State can get that done, do we? I mean, isn't it up to the Rose Bowl?
I don't know. I don't know how that works.
All I saw was that they're politicking. But,
and I don't even know if that's like a reputable report. It was pretty much Herb Street just kind of dropping that out of nowhere.
I saw it was Austin Price, right?
Austin Price put it out into the universe after Herb Street said it on the playoff show. Herb Street said it whenever they were bringing it out. It's like, keep an eye on Penn State since they're ranked here. That would open the door up for them to go to the Rose Bowl because Ohio State is, you know, politicking not to want to go there again. Okay. And then Austin Price also put that like on the VolQuest message board. I don't know if that was him having other sources that agree with that or just going off what Herb Street has put out there, so I can't speak to that for sure.
Okay. Could just be Herb Street mouthing some stuff.
Could be.
I got to think, if you're Ohio State, wouldn't you want to go to the Rose Bowl?
You just went last year, so maybe you want something different for your fans. Maybe like traveling down to Miami is not, I don't think, that much closer than going to L.A. from Columbus. I mean, it's probably a little bit, but.
Is there a possibility that we could land anywhere else?
No. Well, I guess if nowhere else good, if LSU wins against Georgia, they could potentially bump us, you know, out of a New Year's Six Bowl altogether.
It's just sugar orange.
Sugar orange cotton or
Rose,
cotton.
And we can't go to the Rose Bowl, right?
Right.
So
we could theoretically get bumped to, like, the Citrus Bowl
if
LSU wins.
You know,
if
we go to the Cotton Bowl, like, the Cotton Bowl's the third most appealing out of the three.
Yeah.
You know, it's the least appealing, but it would still be. I guess I'd go down to Dallas. I might go down there for that.
Well, what are your thoughts on Alabama being ranked ahead of Tennessee? And the committee basically
not having
any type of excuse for why they did it.
I don't look at it as some big inside job just because we did get blown out at South Carolina. And it was an ugly loss. It's one of the worst losses any team has taken this year. So I don't have a big problem with it. And I think most people probably, you know, disagree and feel like that we should be ahead of Alabama because obviously we beat them head-to-head. But we were at home in that game. If that game's in Tuscaloosa, we probably don't win it. So I don't have a huge problem with it.
My thing is, here's the way I look at it. Do I think Alabama's better than Tennessee right now? Yes, I do. You know, with Joe Milton as a quarterback, yeah. Alabama's better than us.
Right.
Do I think that should matter when the playoff committee is ranking teams? I'll say no. And what I mean by that is I think in a perfect world, the playoff committee is focused on getting the four best teams into the playoff. However you want to define that, four most deserving, four best, whatever. Like, outside of that, I think it should go on your resume and what you accomplished in the season. Is Alabama better than Tennessee at this point in time? Yes. Should they be ranked ahead of Tennessee? No. If it came down to, like, the fourth and final playoff spot, you could maybe even convince me, like, if they're like, hey, Alabama's better right now. They'd beat Tennessee. I'm putting them in there. I would say Alabama's, so by my logic, Alabama's more worthy of a playoff spot, but not worthy of being ranked ahead of them outside of the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying.
Like at a certain point, the games have to matter. And to me, that's been my biggest problem is like college football junkies, college football nerds, the thing they love to tell everybody is the regular season's the greatest thing in the sport, right? Our regular season's better than anybody's. And when you sit here and tell me that, you know, when I look at these rankings, I have to say the regular season doesn't really matter. Because, like, yes, Alabama's more talented than Tennessee. We knew that going into the year. We played the game. We saw Tennessee win. There has to be some type of reward and some type of consequence for that. Or otherwise, guess what? The regular season didn't mean bleep.
Well, the problem is there's a lack of consistency, too. Because
they're making it up.
They did look at head-to-head in other parts of the rankings.
Well, that makes it even more maddening is they're just
like
making
Florida
it up.
Florida State, LSU.
Yeah, they're just making it up.
Yeah.
They're just making it up.
It's
like
subjective.
Right. There's supposed to be a guideline that they follow with, you know, common opponents and head-to-head and conference championships and all of that. And Tennessee is better than Alabama in all three. Like, they got on there with a straight face and talked about Alabama's big wins over Texas and Mississippi State. That's what the committee said. We looked at Alabama's full body of work, their big wins over Texas and Mississippi State. Meanwhile, Tennessee beat Alabama and LSU.
Yeah.
Texas isn't good. Guess what? Neither is Mississippi State.
Yeah.
They talked about Ohio State's big wins against Notre Dame and Penn State. Okay, I guess.
Penn State, I'll give you that.
Sure.
Notre Dame lost to Stanford and Marshall.
I don't even know if I'll give you Penn State, honestly. What's Penn State's best win this year, Cody? Pop quiz.
Penn State's best win this year?
Yep.
Probably Auburn was not good. Michigan State, I don't think, was very good.
I'll just list you their wins, and you tell me when to stop when you find their best win.
Probably somebody from that other division. Did they beat, like, Illinois or somebody?
I will read you their wins, and you just stop me whenever you get to their best win.
Okay.
At Purdue. Honestly, this might be the answer.
That's probably the answer.
Ohio. At Auburn. Central Michigan. Northwestern. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. At Indiana. Maryland. At Rutgers. Michigan State.
It's either Minnesota or at Purdue. It's probably at Purdue, seeing as how Purdue made the Big Ten championship game, but...
Yeah.
And it's on the road, so I guess at Purdue.
Yeah, probably. Week one at Purdue, a four-point victory.
Yeah.
That's their best win. So, like, you could tell me Penn State's a good win, I guess. I don't know if it is or not, because I don't know if Penn State's worth a damn or not. They haven't beaten anybody.
It also didn't look good when the chairman said he didn't know in regards to
whether or not Alabama and
Tennessee's quarterback.
Oh.
If it would be different. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, he didn't know.
He just said he didn't know.
And he also had like a misspeak whenever he was talking about like Ohio State and Alabama maybe not necessarily being locked into their spots when neither team plays this week.
Look.
So what could happen this week to make you think, well, all of a sudden maybe Alabama is better than Ohio State?
The committee, if they had just come out and honestly said, like, look, Tennessee got blown out by South Carolina. That was an awful loss, and we can't get past that. I could understand that because I believe that too. And I could look at 10-2 Alabama and 10-2 Tennessee, and I could point to that as well and say, yeah, we definitely have the worst loss by far.
And that's fine.
But if you look at all of their metrics that they say they supposedly use –
right.
We do rank ahead of Alabama in all of them, right?
Well,
and so that's the inconsistency of it. That part I do have a problem with.
Well, also what I would ask, point total, sure. But, like, is losing to South Carolina, who they ranked 19th, that much worse than losing to LSU, who's 14th? Is it that much worse?
When you factor in the point total and all that.
Right, and I'm just talking about losing to those teams. If I tell you they lost to South Carolina, they lost to LSU.
Well, based on their rankings, no. There's not that big of a difference. We also beat LSU by 27 on the road, by the way. We don't get much credit for that anymore.
No one even speaks about it.
That game, we do not get deserved credit for that.
We annihilated them. We took their – well, I would say we took their soul, but I guess they rallied and won a couple games afterwards.
So what do you chalk this up to? Is there Bama privilege and Ohio State privilege? Is that a thing that
you believe in?
I mean,
they're the two big brands. I mean, I like to think that the playoff is set.
That, I guess that's why I don't care too much, just because sure. like
– And we don't and we agreed we kind of would rather go to the Orange Bowl than the Sugar Bowl anyway. So send Alabama to the Sugar Bowl to play Kansas State. Do that. That's fine with me.
And if it means we get the Orange Bowl, yeah, I'd rather play Clemson in the Orange Bowl, if that's what it means.
But to me, it's just like, don't tell me the regular season matters so much whenever like you're just ignoring results. Like Tennessee beat Alabama. There should be a reward for that. When you have the same same record. And also, like, it would be different. I would even say it's different if Tennessee beat Alabama and, like, Alabama had some good wins. Like, if Alabama beat Georgia or if Alabama beats down LSU or did something similar. Like, their resume, there's nothing you could tell me that Alabama's done to justify being ranked number six unless you're just telling me, well, they got a great team on paper.
It is a problem college football has because at the end of the day.
It's a beauty pageant.
Yeah.
It's a beauty pageant. Well, that's all it is.
At the end of the day, results have to matter.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And you and Tim Brando. You and Tim Brando are right there hand in hand on this. But we know that Alabama with Bryce Young, probably better than TCU and USC, you know? Alabama's probably one of the four best teams. And you could say when we're at our best, we're one of the four best teams. That's why, like, college football is a balance between teams that – you actually know they're good versus results. Because you have to respect results. But in the same regard, nobody really wants to see TCU in the playoff, do they?
I mean, actually, at this point, whatever. I'm fine with seeing it. I don't think they're going to beat anybody.
But wouldn't you rather see Georgia-Tennessee or Georgia-Alabama? Like,
well, yeah.
So I guess what I'm saying is the results do matter when you're TCU.
Well, if you go undefeated.
But you have to go unblemished.
If they lose this week, they're going to look for an excuse to put Ohio State in, though. Like, and they shouldn't. Like, at this point, I think the playoffs should be locked. I don't think.
Do you think they'll do that? If TCU loses to Kansas State, do you think they will drop TCU out? Because that would really be – I think that would be unfair when you look at who TCU's beat. But they've done it before. They have a precedent. What was it, 2014 they did that to TCU?
Yeah, TCU didn't have a conference championship game at that point. Ohio State had won 12 in a row versus, like, coming off of a beatdown. I mean, I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me. It's a 50-50 proposition as far as I'm concerned.
I guess this is good for those who want the expanded playoff. This would be the year for it.
They could just play Georgia and Michigan and just do
just
a BCS.
Call it the national championship. Go back to the BCS.
Although I'll say, like, USC can provide something. I want to see Caleb Williams on that stage.
I think USC's good enough to beat somebody, yeah. I mean, I don't know how competitive everybody else will really be. I mean, obviously it's Georgia's to lose because Georgia is better than all these teams, but I like the way Michigan's playing. It just reminds me a little bit of last year when Michigan was also playing well and then had to face Georgia, and it did nothing for them. They got blown out.
Jason writes in, the committee clearly has losses meaning more than wins, which is absolutely ridiculous. And I think that's a problem. I said that, I believe it was yesterday. I mean, I said that, or maybe Monday, when talking about the college basketball rankings.
It's also a problem. To me, the biggest thing is when the committee decides to give us their standards, their metrics, and then they don't go by them. It's like they're basically saying, yeah, this is how we pick the teams, but we're going to ignore it. And we're just going to put Alabama. I do have a problem with that. Again, if it means the Orange Bowl, though, I'll take it.
Right.
I'd like to beat up on Dabo.
Yeah, beating Dabo would be fun. He tried to walk back his flipping burgers comment and said that was actually a compliment.
He was not making much sense at all.
He's dumb. He's a dumb person, so I don't know what he actually believes. I'll give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt, but, like, he's dumb. And he's trying to back his way out of it and not give Tennessee any bulletin board material, although I think it's too late for that. But the concept of punishing or rewarding good losses more than rewarding good wins is stupid. Like, I said the same thing about the basketball team. Like, we should be ranked ahead of Kansas. We just whipped their ass.
Yeah.
We just whipped their ass. Do I think Kansas would have beaten Colorado at a neutral site? Yes, probably. Do I think Tennessee would beat Kansas at a neutral site? Yes, we just saw it.
If you look at the other side of it, though, if you put yourself in their shoes, wouldn't the freshest thing in your mind be that South Carolina game for Tennessee?
Probably. Yeah.
And I think probably some of the people on the committee just couldn't get past that.
I would say they don't care about Tennessee. It was an afterthought. I just don't think they care about Tennessee. And, like, Alabama's a bigger brand. And, like, all of that is true. Again, I don't.
Well, we're not the little sisters of the poor.
Well,
I mean, we're
getting treated like it, though. I mean, like, we got treated by it when we lost to Georgia. Like, you talk about good losses. They did everything they could to say that we got blew out by Georgia, which, whatever, game control, whatever. Like, the final score has to matter, too. And we just watched Michigan break Ohio State's will. And that's looked at as, like, not that big of a deal.
When you lose has a lot to do in college football. You know, our last month has not been good. We've not had a good last month. Yep. Had these things happened in September and we were 2-2, and then we reeled off the eight straight wins and beat Alabama and LSU during that stretch.
Sure.
I think it might be different.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right about that. And the injury matters too. Again, I understand. I'm not even mad that Alabama's ranked ahead of Tennessee, because I think Alabama's better than Tennessee at this point. But, like, over that same last month you're talking about, Alabama lost to LSU, won by 6 at Ole Miss, beat Austin Peay, and beat Auburn. It's not like they went out and earned it. If they had been blowing teams out and, like, looked unstoppable and, like, hey, they finally figured something out, I would even say, okay, that's fine. But they still don't look that good to me. And they haven't looked good all year. They barely beat A&M. They barely beat Texas. They didn't have their starting quarterback. Their resume is just lacking.
Yeah, they really don't look that good. I mean, Bryce Young masks a lot of their deficiencies.
To me, my take just comes down to college football.
It's stupid that it's subjective, and just some people in a room get to make decisions.
Yeah, and, like, then they don't really have the gumption to come out and defend themselves. That's why I like the NFL.
That's college basketball, too.
Well, that's why I like the NFL better. You beat somebody head-to-head, you get a tiebreaker over them. Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me. Doesn't matter where the game's played. You beat them, you get the tiebreaker. You settle it on the field.
Yeah. That's a positive for the NFL.
That's why I've always liked it better. Today is our last free window tent Wednesday giveaway. You still got time. 2:00. We're getting on the phone with Jeff and announcing a winner. You still got time now to
Jeff.
Go to fanrunradio.com/tent. That's fanrunradio.com/TINT to take advantage of free window tent Wednesday. Tinting your windows is cool, both literally and figuratively.
Figuratively.
Yeah, you've...
Jeff, what are you doing with that mannequin?
When you started talking, it messed me up. Free window tent Wednesdays, courtesy of our friends at GNJ Auto Graphics. Check them out online at gnjauto.com. Hour 1 in the books. We'll kick off hour 2 of headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.